golf's last major championship of the year. The PGA begins this morning in Hazeltine, Minnesota. Tiger Woods is no longer in a position to win a Grand Slam, but he can still make golf history. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Tiger Woods cannot win all four major titles this year because he failed to win last month's British Open, but he would be quite happy to win three, wouldn't he?
I would think so, because there have only been two men in history to win three majors in the same year. Woods is one of them. He did it 2 years ago in 2000, and Ben Hogan was the first to do it back in 1953. So if he were to win this week, Woods would be the first man to ever win three majors twice during the same calendar year. Plus, he'd have nine majors total, which is halfway to Jack Nicklaus's seemingly unreachable total of 18, and he's only 26. Nicklaus was 31 by the time he won his ninth major, so he'd be on a pretty good pace.
So does this make Tiger Woods the golfer who is under the most pressure this weekend?
Not really. Even if he doesn't win, he still won two majors this year, the Masters and the U.S. Open. That's a pretty good year by any standards, even his. The guy I think has the most pressure on him is Phil Mickelson. He's 32. He's never won a major title. He's won 21 titles on the PGA Tour. He's been the clear-cut number two player in the world. And yet every time he goes to a major, he has to answer those questions about why he hasn't won one. And if he doesn't win this weekend, he has to go through another eight-month wait before he gets another chance at next year's Masters.
Last year, David Toms came out of nowhere to win the PGA. Can someone like him win again?
Yes, the PGA has a history of guys winning their first majors. John Daly came out of nowhere in 1991 and became a star by winning at the PGA. Paul Azinger won his only major in 1993. And I think the reason for that is it's the last one. The top players are a little bit worn out from trying to win the first three majors. And that's why I think historically we see first-time winners at the PGA more than at the other three majors.
Now, this golf course, Hazeltine, it has something of a checkered history, doesn't it?
To say the least, it does. It has hosted two United States Opens. In 1970, when Tony Jacklin won, Dave Hill, who was the runner-up, said the only thing it lacked was about 80 cows, that it would have been a nice farm rather than a golf course, and the players hated it. Then it was redesigned before the 1991 Open, and the players liked it better. But the first day of the event, there was a lightning strike during the tournament that killed a spectator. And that tragedy hung over the event all weekend, as you might expect. And the winner that year was Payne Stewart, who 8 years later was tragically killed himself in a plane crash. So let's hope that this PGA has a little bit more luck than the U.S. Open has had at Hazeltine.
Well, you know, short of Tiger Woods going for a Grand Slam, why does it seem that the PGA seems less glamorous than the other three majors?
I think there are two things involved, Renee. Number one, it is the last of the majors, and it does come in the heat of August. But beyond that, the other three majors each has a clear identity. The Masters has the golf course at Augusta. The U.S. Open has the fact that the courses are set up so hard to play for the players. The British Open is in the home of golf on the links courses. The only thing that distinguishes the PGA is the fact that it has a title as a major. It needs to develop a personality, and for all the trying the people who run it have done, they haven't been able to establish a clear personality for the event.
John, thanks.
Thanks, Renee.
The comments of John Feinstein, who is currently working on a book on this year's U.S. Open Championship.